Tonight, Celebrity Apprentice Wrap-Up is sponsored by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great-tasting, wholesome snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with wholesome, delicious treats like dark cocoa almonds. Support the podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at naturebox.com/RHAP. That's right. Free NatureBox snacks are found at naturebox.com/RHAP. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who can assure you the booty is indeed real, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Celebrity Apprentice for a Wrap-Up Show here live Monday night, January 12th, 2015. I am here ready to talk about 2 hours of Celebrity Apprentice, two big firings, lots of craziness and insanity to unpack tonight. And I'm here with a man who is filling in for the great Mike Bloom. Here he is. It's a big month for Mr. January. Here he is. It's Mr. Kurt Clark, the tabulator. Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me.
Kurt,
it's pleasure to be here.
Nice cans.
Thank you very much.
Kurt has very nice headphones here for the live podcast tonight.
They're real.
Kurt, how are you doing?
Doing okay. I figured there were polls in this episode, so I should probably be here to cover it. Is that the way this works?
Yes. Kurt's going to help me get my poll up later this weekend, and we'll have more about that this week on Rob Has a Podcast. So a big night here live on Monday night, talking about another 2 hours of Celebrity Apprentice. Kurt, can you believe that we have watched now a total of 6 hours of Celebrity Apprentice in the last 8 days?
Yeah, they're really ripping through these.
Really? We're really flying through this season. We're binge watching Celebrity Apprentice together as a group and very excited to talk about it. Okay, of course, for our live audience here with us on Rob Has a Podcast and Rob Has a Website, we've got the chat room going. We are taking a look at what you guys have to say during the show. Also, Scott St. Pierre is monitoring what you guys are saying on Twitter with the hashtag RHAP. Take your questions later on in the show. And then finally, we are also taking your questions on our YouTube channel at robisawebsite.com/YouTube. So a lot to get to here on a very busy night here on Celebrity Apprentice. Of course, our top stories at this hour, Jamie Anderson, you're fired. And then finally, my boy T.O. also fired. And Kurt, I feel so bad that I tried to get my check to T.O. Tonight, and I just feel bad it came in just like a few minutes after the wedding store closed.
Do you feel like you screwed him over at all?
I feel bad. I feel bad that I was trying to get that money out to him. I feel like they would have won the task, and unfortunately, it just didn't get there in time.
How are you to know that it was going to be that close?
You never know. Kurt, isn't it funny on the Celebrity Apprentice or the Apprentice that, you know, these people that it's like they're always waiting for that one last check, and it's always the check they're waiting for was always like just enough to put them like $1 ahead of the person who raised more money than them.
Nice and convenient.
So it's always so close. Celebrity Apprentice karma, so much going on there. Anyway, so a fun show tonight, right?
Yeah, it was. I'm wishing we'd see more Sig. That's all I can say.
Boy, Sig, he's been very quiet through 6 hours of Celebrity Apprentice. And then tonight he was sort of abducting women.
Yeah, you know, I lost my Jonas brother to root for, so I'm now fully on the Sig train.
You're on the Sig train. Sig, Sig has just come and grabbed you and abducted you and put you on his train?
Yes. It's like the follow train, but it's the Sig train.
All right. So Kurt is the lone member, I think, on the I think it should be a Sig ship more than a Sig train.
There we go. I can go with that. Like a ferry.
Yeah. Sig ferry. All right. So Kurt is on board there. A lot to talk about. It was a night where we saw Geraldo semi-nude.
Yep.
It was a night we learned about fake booty.
Yeah, all that money can buy. Nothing but the best.
Yes. And it was a night when we saw Geraldo and Ian Ziering go toe-to-toe and find out who was the ultimate cock of the roost.
He feels that he's the big cock of the roost.
Yeah, who Which cock of the roost were you rooting for, Kurt?
Vivica.
Vivica? No, Vivica had a quiet night.
Yeah, but I think she was talking about and providing commentary about the Ian and Geraldo thing. I think she let us know that she got some bazingas too, or however she had actually phrased it when she was commenting on this match between them.
Yeah, we also had a big switch up tonight also, and we have some new teams. So a lot of different ways to attack this. Let's just go through, first off, the people that were fired tonight. Jamie Anderson, I was ecstatic to see her go tonight. I felt like she was one of the ultimate glaciers this season, and she goes out in a very unusual fashion, Kurt. She goes down as being one of the most wishy-washy contestants ever in the history of Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, I'm glad I only have to remember one Olympian now, so that makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah. I don't get it. Why is a Celebrity Apprentice? I mean, going back from the first season on, they always go for casting these women who are Olympic athletes. And what has been the one that has really been the home run? I mean, has there been one person we'd give the gold medal to that's been a, and tell me in the chat room, and I'm sure there's probably somebody who's obvious that we're missing. But I mean, these Olympic people have been total snoozers, and I'm still talking to you, Sean.
Yeah, she was a little monkey in this episode, I guess. Sean was. In terms of being a home run, we had a win with Johnny Damon. But in terms of the Olympians, yeah, it's kind of strange. You have the male professional athletes, and it seems like you always have the female Olympians. It's kind of an odd choice.
Yeah, these female Olympians are really bringing nothing to the table. I would lose that Celebrity Apprentice. Summer Sanders, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's not going exactly. It's not the most riveting television. I like you, was also glad to see her part ways, not bringing a lot of at least entertainment to the table.
Yeah. And so, Kurt, what did you make of this decision? Like, I thought she was in trouble from the start when Donald Trump said to her, "All right, Jamie, who would you bring?" And she's like, who would you bring? And he's like, "That's not for me. That's your decision to make." And she's like, "Well," and then how does she not bring Brandi Glanville to the boardroom?
In my fan fiction of how this played out, Trump actually told her, but then they went back and did a second take because it looked like there was like a little stutter cut there in terms of the editing. And I was like, "Oh, well, I bring these people back." But they're like, Donald, you can't really do that. Yeah, I actually liked her move of asking because it's what we're all thinking. But when she ended up changing her mind after the fact, that I just knew, even when she was in the lobby talking with Kenya and with Kate, saying, "Oh God, now I wonder if I can actually change my mind when we go in there." I'm like, she's done for.
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump does not like indecision.
No, he does not.
Yeah, because if you have to ask him, you're really dumb anyway, because he kind of tells you who he wants you to bring in the boardroom anyway. Like, if you come out and have to ask him, he gets pissed, but he basically tells you what he wants.
Yeah, I think in the second boardroom of the evening, it was very, like, Ian picked up on it really easily and really quickly, and it was laid out for him like a trail of breadcrumbs. Yeah, I think the moment that it's kind of Jamie, she made the wrong decision and then she tried to correct it, which I think even damned her even more.
Did you think that Brandi would have been fired had Jamie brought Brandi to the boardroom the first time out?
Actually, I don't, to be completely honest.
You think Jamie's time was up?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. We'll talk more about when we go through the task, what the women got right and got wrong. In terms of the second boardroom, we had T.O. and felt like T.O. was really drawn dead once we got to the boardroom tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, the story seemed to be, you know, before we knew who actually had won, it seemed to be that the people who were in trouble were going to be T.O. It was going to be Brandi before we heard that she actually had brought in money. And I think it was potentially going to be Kate when we didn't know if her big donor was going to show up. I think by the time we got to the boardroom, it was pretty clear that the person who was in the most trouble was T.O. And so I was pretty certain that just from that editing, that the men were going to be losing. Or sorry, that Infinity was going to be losing.
Yeah. And with all due respect to my good friend T.O., I do feel like he was a bit of the male version of a glacier this season. I mean, for a man who is, you know, highly entertaining and an electrifying and polarizing sports figure, he really didn't bring much to the table in terms of drama on Celebrity Apprentice.
Right. He provided a counterpoint to shirtless Geraldo. You had shirtless T.O.
Yes. Look, we got some shirtless T.O. And that was very, very good to see. I'm sure all the viewers appreciated that. But that being said, he was not bringing a lot to the table in terms of the action.
Yeah. I mean, the moment that Trump is saying, well, these people kind of promised you money and then they screwed you over, right? Shouldn't you be upset by that? I mean, the moment that you saw what Trump's position was, you knew that it was just done for.
Yeah. And T.O. did not seem that upset with the hypothetical people that narrowly cost the team the victory.
Craig, are you suggesting there weren't hypothetical people who were there?
I don't know. Do we have the serial music on cue? If there were real people, like, you would think that he would be more upset, right?
Yeah, true. True.
But cool. If they were hypothetical people, you feel like you would sort of let them off the hook easier. Or do I have it backwards? If they were hypothetical people, could you get more mad at them?
You could,
because they weren't real.
Yeah, you could completely make up a really bad story about them, about why they couldn't make it there. Or
yeah. I'll tell you. Yeah. But you would probably like come up with some sort of a hardship of like, like, you know, it would be funny to see like somebody in the boardroom like, I'll tell you what, Mr. Trump, I am done with my friend Bill. OK, that guy is dead to me, Mr. Trump. I really pour it on.
He's from Canada. You wouldn't know him.
Yeah, you don't know him, buddy. I'm pissed at him. He's a real piece of work, this guy.
What did you think?
He owes me big time now.
What did you think about the pep talk that Ian was giving T.O. on the way out of the boardroom saying, you have amazing potential?
Yeah, what was it with that? Like, Ian Ziering has lost his mind a little bit, I think. You know, he started off, he was pretty normal, but like, really, it's almost like he is buying into that he is like this, like, captain of industry and has to give these really big pep talks throughout the episode.
And this is before Sharknado 2 even aired.
Yeah, check this out, Kurt. This is what he told the team.
If you can't be a person of money, be a person of value.
If you can't be a person of money, be a person of value.
It took me like 3 times to hear that before I kind of think I understood what he was saying.
Yeah. If you can't be a person of money, be a person of value. They even started to put like the presidential music underscoring what he was giving in the pep talk to the team.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were supposed to be listening to his speech as truly inspirational. And it wasn't until they kind of cut to Brandy saying that I'm just hearing a lot of speeches right now and it's really making me bored. And I wasn't sure if that was supposed to reflect on Brandy or was supposed to reflect on Ian.
Kurt, what do you think of the new teams that we got tonight? So we had a couple people end up switching. And so let me just give you. So the new teams ended up being, we had on Team Ian, which ends up being Infinity. Easy to remember because it's I for Ian and for Infinity. So you had Ian, you had T.O. and you had Johnny Damon. Plus, then you kept the Housewives together. Plus Lisa Gibbons. That's the first team. And then you had Geraldo and Sig and who's the other guy that's on it? Lorenzo. And then you had with the Sean, you had Vivica and Kate on the Geraldo team.
You know, it actually on the surface seems fairly balanced.
Yes.
When I heard it was going to be a wedding dress themed, I was like, okay, this is heavily weighted toward Infinity and the women's team. And so I was actually glad to, even though it meant I had to now learn the team names in order to refer to them, I couldn't think of just the men's team and the women's team. I was actually glad that this happened because it seems at least even the playing field a little bit.
Yeah, it's easy to remember because Geraldo is still on Vortex.
Yeah.
So I like that they kept the Housewives together. I feel like that's going to be really at the heart of a lot of the drama this season. And I hope we keep these Housewives together for as long as possible.
Yeah, same here. And I think I'm glad we got to this point because there was a in one of those season previews at the very beginning, 8 days ago, you know, there was a scene where Geraldo was, you know, sitting in a boardroom alongside some women. I'm not sure if it's down, but it's not saying it was the final boardroom or what have you, but I knew that Geraldo was going to be with the women. So it's good to see that that has already happened. And I'm kind of caught up now on the only spoiler I have for the series.
Yeah. So we're caught up on that. Good to know. Is Geraldo growing on you, Kurt?
He's not growing on me, but he was a more tolerable today than he was last week.
Yeah. I thought he was more on point tonight, like where in the first episode, he was sort of wacky, but he was effective. In last week's episode, especially when we went through the whole scanner with the whole saga with the scanner.
Neat. Sweet.
That was where I thought we saw Geraldo at his wackiest. First hour tonight, also Geraldo wanting to get topless in his underwear for the selfie. But then he sort of balanced it back out with the second hour. He was very good in his project management leadership.
Were you surprised to see him step up a second time so soon? Because it seems like there's been so many people who haven't had a chance to step up.
Yeah, I really was surprised to see it. I mean, he, like, I don't know, he must... I scoffed early on, like, oh, Geraldo is going to be really tough to beat, but I really am starting to buy into it that he is going to be somebody to... That's tough to beat. Like, I would not be surprised right now if you told me Geraldo was going to be the Celebrity Apprentice winner. I just don't even know, other than Ian, who could beat him.
Unless we haven't seen a lot from Lisa. She's like a powerful second banana kind of person so far. She seems to like really
under the radar.
Exactly. Under the radar. Oh, no, that's Kate. Kate's laying low. She seems to be everybody's like right-hand man, right-hand woman. And I could see her potentially stepping up once she has maybe a little bit more of the spotlight. But Geraldo, definitely, I think, going to be in at least the final four. But I can't say that I am rooting for him just yet.
All right. Brandy versus Kenya. We're going to get a line in the sand. Are you team Brandy or are you team Kenya?
Gun to the head. I shoot myself.
Oh, Kurt, I gotta know.
I'm gonna go with Kenya.
Team Kenya.
Yes. Although I really did like, it did seem as if Kenya was trying to push some sort of buttons with Brandy in terms of showing some skin, and Brandy was just like, you know what? Fine, I'll do it. And she just, you know, took her clothes off and was posing for the layout.
Hey, she did it and she went for it, Brandy.
Yeah, so I props for that.
Yeah.
Props for that, and props for Kate.
It was like a poker game, and Kenya kept raising, and I think she thought that Brandy was going to fold, and she did not.
Yes, that's a perfect metaphor.
And she had a really strong pair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flush.
Yes, we were all flush after that. Now, Kurt, this is a very controversial topic. Of Kenya Moore, does she have a butt augmentation?
Are her assets real? Are her assets liquid?
Yes. Does she have
or they something
can't
other
actually
same.
Do artificial asses now?
Yes, artificial asses now.
I'm not in a position like T.O. to be able to tell.
Yeah, T.O. said it was real.
There you go. You know, I got to take T.O.'s word for it.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could do a fake butt.
I know that they're like butt implants.
Yeah.
Not sure to what extent, you know, Brandy is saying that is, you know, what percentage real are they is what I'm wondering Brandy's saying.
I feel like the butt implants is not really talked about. Like, I feel like, you know, there are a lot of women that have breast implants and it's just like they have breast implants, you know, what are you going to do? Like, there's not really like a lot of, you know, hiding the fact, but I do feel like that nobody is coming forward and saying, yeah, I have a butt implant.
I don't think it's people are offering that up. I think I've seen like on many sitcoms, it seems like in years past, some episodes that deal with people like putting something in just like over there.
Whoa,
over
their underwear, putting something in where, Kurt?
Over there, I was saying in their pants, just under their jeans to add the visual look of a bigger, more voluptuous butt. But yeah, implants aren't necessarily talked about a whole lot.
Yeah.
I do not have them. I'm clearing the air right now. I do not have them.
Is it true that you have the calf implants like Johnny Drama?
Oh, no. That just skews me out. Just the thought of it.
Yeah. So yeah, a lot of talk about the, is it real or not? So, very interesting. I have to say, Kurt, a gun to my head, I am team Brandy.
Okay.
Team Brandy.
We're on opposite sides.
She's a fellow podcaster. We have to have each other's backs.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes.
Podcast Alliance.
There you go.
Yeah. But I really am very into the feud between, Kenya and Brandy. Why did Kenya say that Brandy has her clothes off often?
I could quickly Google that for you if you'd want. I'm sure something
will come up. See if we can find that out during the show. All right. Speaking of having your clothes off often, the teams in the first hour needed to do a pictorial for a layout in Cosmo magazine, a 4-page layout. I was actually surprised to see Cosmo magazine in bed with the Celebrity Apprentice. Why does Cosmo need to advertise on the Celebrity Apprentice?
Yeah, that kind of threw me a little also. Like we learned that, you know, their demographic is what, 18 to 34, 18 to 35 females. I don't really get the impression that's who the Celebrity Apprentice demographic is. But I could
you don't
be
think
wrong.
There's a lot of 18-year-old girls watching Celebrity Apprentice, Kurt?
Oh, they got nothing better to do on a Monday night except watch The Bachelor, maybe.
Yeah. Well, and now that we lost the Jonas brother.
I know.
Yeah.
At least, you know, they were, I did like the kind of the added twist that this was also going to be an app. So you got to hear them talk about the possible interactivity, like touch the image of the person on the app and it will show you an exercise that will target that particular body part, because it was going to appear in both the spread and in the
app. But they didn't actually develop anything for the app. Like, I would have, like, if you were just talking about, like, hypothetically what the app would do, I would have made it a lot more exciting.
I don't know, we're touching a woman on the app.
That's what
it said. They were going to have an image of a person and you touch the body part you want to learn how to target with exercises, and yeah.
Get some Kleenex.
Yeah. Kurt, I don't think it's that kind of app. I don't know if that's going to get approved in the App Store.
It's safe, I'm sure.
All right, well, maybe we'll talk to our developer of the Rahap app, and see maybe if we could take some steps from what the women are trying to do in the Cosmo app.
Yeah, did you know that Cosmo had a hot and healthy section?
Hot and healthy, yes, Cosmo magazine. Well, Ian Ziering says that he needs to get his wife to read this Cosmo magazine because it's the stuff that he wants his wife to know, and it's the stuff she needs to know.
And that he's not comfortable telling her directly.
Yes, yes. I try to get Nicole to read the Cosmo magazine, but
how's that going for you?
Instead, we just have like a million like women's health magazines.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare she?
Not nearly the stuff that she needs to know. A lot of the stuff I feel like she already knows.
Yeah, I think she'll be teaching you some stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. So the women end up with sort of a confused theme where they're starting off with what would you call it? What did they do with the Olympic theme? What was the title of that?
It was like something along the lines of the Champion Challenge. And you know, then I think, you know, the housewives thought that it wasn't really sexy enough for Cosmo. So it was like, well, try to get a touchable body through the, you know, the Olympian Champion Challenge.
Yeah.
And that's where it started to go. I think and that's why I like Lisa. She had a nice breakdown, a nice analysis of what was wrong with the situation. And she was the first person who voiced, this seems like a couple different directions. And I think that's going to confuse people.
Yeah. It really ended up being one of the big criticisms of what the women did was that it was too all over the place, that it started out with the women covering up with the American flag. And then you ended up with all the other women in the article, and it weren't really following that 10-day workout. Meanwhile, the men came up with the idea, love your selfie naked. Kurt, were you on board with this?
Sure. Why not?
Now, did you know that the big selfie craze of 2014 was started, in fact, by Geraldo sending out a selfie.
Yeah, he's the grandfather of the selfie. Without him, we would not have the concept of the selfie. We would not have these great products like that long, you know, 4 foot pole that you put your camera on. Yeah, 4 foot pole to hold your camera so you can take a long distance selfie.
Well, if you have a 4 foot pole, you might as well take a selfie.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't touch that with a 4 foot.
But anyway, so Geraldo was at the heart of all this.
Yeah, and I knew it was just a matter of time when they started talking selfie that we were going to see shirtless Geraldo.
Yeah.
Not just shirtless Geraldo, pantsless Geraldo, glassesless Geraldo.
Right. Have you seen that Geraldo selfie before?
I think I remember seeing in the news it was a couple of years ago that it happened.
Yeah, I don't even think it was that long ago.
Yeah.
Like, who was Geraldo sending a selfie to?
What was that? Oh, I think it was, that's just the thing. I think he was just doing it to, you know, feed his ego and just to kind of get it out there that he's still relevant.
Does he was just posting it on Instagram, like the girl on Marriage Bootcamp?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's a room somewhere in the valley in this nice mansion that's just all filled with Geraldo selfies.
Geraldo's donkey.
There we go.
Yeah. Geraldo does not. Here's the problem. Is that Geraldo like thinks this looks good? And believe me, Geraldo looks better than me without my shirt on. Just full disclosure. That being said, I'm not taking any selfies and posting them.
Yeah. But you know, if they are talking selfie and they want to get buzz, it actually makes some sort of sense to me. I mean, I like how in the boardroom that Geraldo took ownership of the idea, but not for how it manifested on the page in terms of the title that the Johnny Damon came up with.
Yeah, Geraldo's such a submariner in the boardroom. Like when he's not the project manager, like he comes in like right off the bat and is like, you know, Mr. Trump, I don't know if we won today. I got to be honest. I don't know how we did. And he like politics where if they win, it's like no big deal. But then if they lose, then he's like right there to say, Mr. Trump, I told you this wasn't going to work. I told these guys that this was my idea. They screwed it up and I told them all along. And even if it wasn't his even if his idea was good, like he's just puts himself in a position where he's never going to get fired.
He listens to what the judges say was liked about the assignment and links himself to that and distances himself from what was not liked.
Yeah. He's very tricky to get out in this season.
Yeah. I think he's going to be with us for a while unless there's like a spectacular flame out, but I don't see that necessarily happening.
Now, I've said that I am team Brandy, but I did feel like the women made a mistake to not use Kenya in the advertising campaign or in the 4-page spread.
I agree. And that's I give points to Kenya for maintaining her cool and composure when I think it was initially offered up. Well, I think she offered up that she would do it. But then what Jamie said, well, you're kind of have the better creative vision and you have more of the editing talent.
Yeah, so they said that. Kenya's strength is in editing. Say what now?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Kenya Moore's strength is editing?
Not what comes out of her mouth, but in terms of what's visually displayed, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Kenya was getting on Brandy, said that why would you have a stick figure in your ad when you can have all this woman?
Yeah, I'm glad that they did not split those two up for the second challenge. There's no way The Apprentice was going to get those two on separate teams.
Curve, what did you think about the appearance of Johnny Damon's wife?
I was not aware that she was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. But,
get some Kleenex!
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, great idea in terms of if you want some sexy visuals and one of your teammates' wives is a model, then there's going to be some comfort level there that you could potentially go a little deeper into the task on.
Whoa. I cannot recall a time when we saw as much topless nudity on the Celebrity Apprentice, not counting Geraldo.
Is this the first blurring that we've had on the Celebrity Apprentice?
I'm not sure. It did not seem like it was a closed set either. I mean, Johnny Damon did not seem to mind who was there for this photo shoot.
Yeah, everybody, I think, was very professional about it. And especially, I like to think that Lorenzo was just very professionally directing the photographer and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, he didn't get his laser pointer out. Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, so the men ended up doing a lot of stuff with T.O. and he was doing push-ups with, so like they really, I felt like we're starting to lose the thread of selfies. Like, I don't know why anybody would be taking a selfie. Like a woman is like taking a selfie while is like sitting on T.O.'s back doing push-ups. I also thought the Ian Ziering pole dancing blog was a bit of a reach. What'd you think about that, Kurt?
I'm an expert on helping get poles up, and I think that I would have actually I thought this was a good idea.
You liked it?
I liked it. I liked the idea of, actually, I was kind of intrigued by the conflict between Geraldo and Ian about whether or not this should be short form ad copy or long form essay copy. And it looked like Ian's idea went out.
Yeah. So you were on board with it?
Yep.
I felt like it was out of place. I really did. I was with Geraldo on this.
We're just not going to see. You're for Geraldo. I'm for Ian. I'm for Kenya. You're for Brandy. This is just not working out.
All right. So they ended up doing the whole putting up all the pages for the executives. I thought the men were laying it on a little too thick when they were all taking pictures in front of the I think this was actually filmed like probably right around the time of the Academy Awards. They were trying to like recreate that thing Ellen did last year.
Yeah.
Let's all get in one picture.
Yeah, and then like the small glimpse that I saw of the actual screen of the phone, it looked like a terrible group selfie, to be completely honest. There was like, they were all gathered in the lower third of the screen and you had a bunch of space above their heads.
Yeah. When everybody went to the boardroom the first time out, really, it's kind of funny because Kenya will never give Brandy a compliment. It's like, there's just like the two of them, like I think Kenya is incapable of saying something nice about Brandy.
Yeah, well, we saw the same thing with Brandy too. It gets definitely going both ways. And I thought it was interesting that, before the second episode, the lead into the second episode, you have back in the suite Geraldo quizzing Brandy on. So this is really how you guys are toward each other. This isn't an act for the cameras. You really cannot stand each other.
Yeah,
and Brandy's like, yeah.
I did like we had a talk in the boardroom about the booty. That was when Donald Trump, of course, said
they can't actually do artificial asses now.
And we talked about how to get your booty to pop it out. Did you know about this, Kurt?
Oh, the whole arching of the back.
If you arch the back, will pop the booty.
Do that all the time.
Yeah. Okay. And ultimately we got to what we talked about with Jamie selecting to have Kate and Kenya come back to the boardroom with her before Jamie was ultimately let go. The second task tonight was this whole idea of the charity wedding dress party.
Yeah. And like I said, I was glad to see that, you know, when it was announced that it was a wedding dress challenge or task, that the teams did get mixed up. I had to learn the names now, but I was glad to see it happen.
Did one person, do you think, buy a wedding dress that wasn't a charitable donation?
Not that we saw. I mean, I find it interesting that like the first raising money for charity task was a 2-hour episode. And now we have it condensed down to 1 hour. We didn't really see. They said that the charity got to keep the money that was above the retail value of the dress. We never actually heard what the cost of the dresses were, but I'm gonna guess no, only because you know Sig going out and dragging people into the store from off the street. No one's just gonna go buy a wedding dress.
It doesn't even make sense why you would even buy a wedding dress. Like when you get married, like you go and you look for a wedding dress, and then you have to get it like altered and stuff. And I don't know, like like there's no like there's just like a store that was open for like 4 hours.
Yeah, nobody who bought a dress was gonna wear it.
Like, this isn't like a hot dog. Like, a wedding dress is not really an impulse purchase that you just are walking down the street and then Sig from Dangerous Catch grabs you and you just buy one.
Unless it's out of fear.
Unless it's out of fear that Sig is not going to let you go. So I don't know how many people they got off the street to come in and buy the wedding dresses. But ultimately, we ended up with Geraldo versus Ian really getting fired up to motivate their team.
I was rooting for Ian here. I wasn't sure, again, how we were supposed to react when he was going into such detail about his charity. But I was hoping he was going to pull out a win here. I had note that partway through the episode, I was going to feel really bad for his charity, but really both charities, if they weren't going to get the money that was ultimately raised for them.
Yeah, that was a big decision that ended up coming up later on in the episode, to take the money and run or to give the money to your own side. Now, somebody earlier in the night mentioned to me on Twitter that Donald Trump actually did the same thing in Celebrity Apprentice 4 or 5 with Marley and somebody else.
Was it John Rich?
I'm not sure. Wait, John Rich and Marley Matlin. That's from Patrick Butcher on Twitter. So he actually has already done this before, but they made a big deal.
Yeah. And it was, we hear $600,000 total. Like, okay, that's a lot. But then I was surprised that Trump didn't try to pull a revisionist history and say the most money that was ever made. But he did say, we've made $1 million before. So that's not the unusual part. This sounds like this was the closest margin that there has been in terms of like around $2,500.
Yeah, it was very, very close. I think you got to do what the guys did and, just say like, look, I just need to get the money for my charity.
Yeah. And Trump said, I'd keep it myself. I'd keep it all myself. But then after a little bit of discussion, I like how Geraldo says, I don't have, I don't have the ego to sit here and take that money.
Yeah. If Geraldo is saying I don't have the ego, then that is some major league cojones to say, well, I'm all in.
Yeah, exactly.
You're risking $300,000 for a charity. Yep. It's one thing when it's your money, but there's a lot of people that money can help.
Yeah, it's not only are you risking all or nothing for your own charity, but at the same time, you're recognizing that however much you'd be making for your charity, you're in essence giving that money to another charity as well. So I think neither wanted to be kind of, the person that did that either.
All right. Tell me about Brandy's panic attack.
It seemed to come out of nowhere. I understood the whole, I need to go over here and sit down and focus. I can't sit at the table with everyone because I'm getting nothing done. I experience that myself sometimes. But then we didn't get to see any of her actually leaving. We see Ian on the phone trying to track her down. It seemed like whatever she was going to be able to continue to follow up on her leads. And we later learn out in the boardroom that she still brought in like the second, most amount of money. Lisa kind of confirms that for Ian.
Yeah, even though Kenya said she wasn't having a panic attack, she's a loser. Can you believe that?
Yeah, as a loser myself, I can relate.
So. So we had all of the people trying to make phone calls. Ian was really pushing everybody. T.O. looked like he was eating some sandwiches. He looks like he was eating that Philly cheesesteak sandwich from Carl's Jr.
Yeah, he put his calls in and then just kind of let it simmer.
Yeah. They didn't really get on T.O. How come he didn't call up Jerry Jones?
Yeah, I don't know. He got off scot-free.
Yeah,
I got fired.
Yeah, they were asking Johnny Damon why didn't he call up the owners of the Red Sox? Why didn't he call up John Henry? But why does T.O. not get asked about Jerry Jones?
I think at that point, Trump had already made up his mind, and so like, why put him through any further? Maybe he did. Maybe that was the person that didn't come through.
I feel like Jerry Jones would probably give some money.
Why didn't he call
Chris Christie? He's a big Cowboys fan. He's local.
Yeah, maybe he got stuck on the bridge coming in.
Oh! Yes.
That might have also been topical back at the time this was filmed.
Yes, yes. All right. We ended up with everybody having to try to make a spectacle. So what did you think of the appearance of Chippendales from The Amazing Race, James and James, a.k.a. James and the James That Sucks?
I knew that James was there, but I didn't know if the other one was James. And I'm talking, I knew Vampire James was there.
Vampire James is there. That's J-A-Y-M-E-S. I think also the James That Sucks was there, too.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if the other Chippendale was the other James, but I wasn't entirely sure. But I was like, wait, is that? That is. And then I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And I Googled James Vampire Amazing Race Chippendale, and that was him. That was a nice little cameo.
He was there. What did you think of Geraldo and Kate Gosselin donning the tux and wedding gown?
I was actually impressed by Kate this second episode. I mean, she was put on prop duty for the first half of the show, but the second half, she came up.
There were no props in this task.
Exactly. Well,
she was the prop.
Yeah. I liked her idea of bringing in a hairstylist consultation, which some people would actually potentially come in and then just donate money, I guess. But I thought it was interesting thinking. And I liked the idea of her and Geraldo out there. And I liked the banter back and forth between them. Like, he's saying, you know, she's got eight kids. It's like, well, I'm his eighth wife. And it was amusing. I liked it. I thought she gets her a $30,000 check in too. So I thought that she didn't fully redeem herself. I thought that Kate did a good job this episode.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought she was going to come up with the, like, oh, my donor couldn't come through again.
Yep. Nope. That was Tio.
Yeah, no, well, good for her that she got that right. I did feel like she was loving every second of being in the wedding dress with Geraldo.
Oh, yeah.
And Geraldo was really loving every second. They really are a match made in heaven.
Yeah, that's what Trump asked her if she had a boyfriend, and like, nope, this is my future ex-husband here.
Yeah. Kate and Geraldo plus 13.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So there you go. And they could have selfies and all sorts of stuff. All right, so when the teams went to the boardroom again, we talked about the decision to split the money or not. We got some talk about, do you think that Brandy is fragile? I feel like that is a dangerous line of thinking that she needs to really separate herself from. She did try to shoot it down.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that Trump bought into it. I think it was one of those things where I could have seen Trump going down the road to Ian of, Ian, do you really think she's fragile? Is that something you'd really use to describe a woman, or you'd really use to describe Brandy? But I think Ian's move should have been to back away and let Brandy and Kenya just go at each other.
Whoa. So then, Kurt, how about when we get down to T.O., Johnny Damon, and Ian, did you feel like T.O. quit?
I don't feel like he quit. I think that he pretty much knew that between him bringing in the least amount of money and the fact that it was publicly known that if he had brought in the money, it would have made them win. I think that he just was resigned to the fact that he was going to be asked to leave and he was going to be fired.
Yeah.
I distinguish that slightly from quitting.
I do think that there's a bit of Celebrity Apprentice hypocrisy and God forbid there's hypocrisy on the Celebrity Apprentice. But sometimes, you know, when somebody in the boardroom is like, you know, I think I should get fired, then Trump kills them and is like, what, you don't want to be here? You're a quitter. You don't want to be here. And then other times it's like, well, that was very honorable. That was a really a brave thing for you to say. So it's like, if he wanted to fire you and you say that you were the person that should be fired, then you get applauded. But if he didn't want to fire you and you say he should fire you, then you're a quitter.
Right. And even in the first episode, I think we saw Jamie ask Trump, do you want to fire me? And he's like, no, but he does.
He does. He does. So very, very good stuff here on the Celebrity Apprentice. Kurt, next week, Joan Rivers will return to the show.
In a manner of speaking. Yeah.
Well, she's going to be on Celebrity Apprentice next week.
There you go.
Yeah. So that is going to be very, very interesting to see how Joan Rivers does in her last lap around the Celebrity Apprentice. Hopefully she'll be on more than once this season.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. All right. So coming up next, we're going to have your questions. But first, Kurt, I want to thank our sponsor for this episode of Rob's Podcast. And those are our friends over at NatureBox.
Yeah, gotta love me some NatureBox.
Yeah. Well, Kurt, much like on The Celebrity Apprentice, people have hectic lives. And sometimes it's hard to make the best snacking choices, especially if you're posing for a Cosmo fitness spread in the magazine.
A problem I have all the time.
Yeah, so that's what you should do, what I do, and get delicious, healthy snack options at naturebox.com. They won't have to Photoshop in a six-pack.
Yeah, or an eight-pack or any number pack other than the one pack I currently have. But yeah, no, great snacks, really tasty.
Yeah, you'll look like T.O. with 100 nutritionist-approved snacks. NatureBox has something for everybody, all with zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. No grams of trans fat, no high-fructose corn syrup. You'll find snacks with bold flavors you craze without any of that artificial nonsense in it, like Kenya's booty.
Well, that's, you know, allegedly.
Allegedly. So in the afternoon slump, when you're hungry and irritable, why don't you grab some sriracha roasted cashews or pistachio power clusters or the Big Island pineapple.
I've had the pistachio power clusters before. They're pretty tasty.
Yeah, and now you will give you the chance to try Nature Box for free with a trial box featuring five of the most popular snacks. You heard us, free snacks. Start your free trial right now by going to naturebox.com/RHAP. You know you're going to snack. Get smart about it with Nature Box. Go to naturebox.com/RHAP. Get a free trial box of delicious snacks.
Yeah, it's really great. Just try it out, see if you like it, and keep at it.
So let's get into the questions from tonight's show. Of course, you can get your questions in hashtag RHAP or robiswebsite.com/YouTube. All right, so let's fire this up. Addison Muller wants to ask, how long is it going to take to get the image of Geraldo walking around in his underwear out of your mind? Kurt?
It took me about 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes.
Yeah. I had some beer to help me with that, though.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Luckily, you know, if you just think of something that's more terrifying, then it'll block that out. So there you go. Let's take one from JJ Rules 07. Do you think T.O. is watching tonight the Celebrity Apprentice or the National Championship game? I saw him tweeting about Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, I think. My guess is he's going to be watching Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, he's watching Celebrity Apprentice, I believe.
Keeping you know, tabs on the score, but watching Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay. All right. Brittany Scott wants to know, even if Jamie had brought Brandy back to the boardroom instead of Kate, she still would have went home, right?
I'm thinking so. Yeah, I'm not sure what would have happened in the interact. I would have liked to have seen I guess the only caveat I'll have for that is if Brandy and Kenya really went at each other in the final boardroom, that might have distracted Trump from Jamie. That's the only out that I see potentially happening there.
Yeah, you really could have gotten some, you know, fireworks happening, and it could have been like, Mr. Trump, what can I do with this?
Yeah, look what I had to deal with. This is hard to manage, as you can see.
Look what I have to deal with. Okay. So Zachary Zarnett Klein, what do you think are the chances of winning? Do you think the chances of winning go down if you have never been the project manager and someone has already been the project manager twice?
I think it maybe drops your chances of making the cut from the final four to the final two. I don't think it's going to impact necessarily the final result.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing where at some point Donald Trump says, all right, Kurt, you haven't been project manager yet. You've got to be the project manager this week.
Yeah, Trump will say something if he recognizes that you haven't been the PM. I think it's still, you know, only five episodes in. I think, you know, we haven't had time to cycle through everybody on each team. So Trump hasn't said anything yet.
Yeah, it's but, hard yeah, to it's, win it's, if you haven't even done it twice.
Yeah, it's weird for... have seen Geraldo step up twice. I was surprised to see that.
Yeah. And he's definitely going to do it a third time.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. All right. This is from Patrick Butcher. Does Trump not remember when he gave the same exact deal to John Rich and Marley Madeline? Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Yeah. I'm guessing it might have conveniently slipped his mind.
And the answer is yes. He does not remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Survivor Fan 7 wants to know, with two project manager wins under his belt, how long do you guys think Geraldo can coast? What, he's coasting?
Well, no, I think he's saying is like, does this kind of give Geraldo?
Oh, can he coast now?
Yeah, yeah. That's actually, I think that's a good point. It's like you hit it out of the park. You impressed, you really impressed Trump. You know, take that step back and try to pull some junk like he did with the Jonas brother.
Yeah. I do not think Geraldo will coast. I do not think it is in his nature to coast. I think he is going to be going full tilt all the way through.
Yes. Well, and the question is, like, will that hurt him or will it just get him to the end?
That's what Geraldo does.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think it's going to get him to the end. Pencil Geraldo in for his seat at the final two.
I'll go final four. I'm not sure if I'm final two yet.
Yeah. I mean, give me the four people that are ahead of Geraldo in the power rankings.
Oh, well, I think up there with Geraldo, I would say are Lisa.
Yes.
Ian.
Yes. Here's the Celebrity Apprentice power rankings. Geraldo is one. Ian is two. Lisa is three. And then who is four?
I would have to, I'm trying to just mentally scan. I would say Kenya.
Kenya?
Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, who is five? Now we're really, like, grasping at straws.
Brandy.
No Sean?
No.
Kenya, Brandy.
Although I was getting a little creeped out by Trump's complimenting of Sean's beauty, and then suddenly, you know, we saw you as a little girl in the Olympics, and look how, you know, how stunning you are now. It was a little creepy.
Okay. All right, let's keep going with more questions. This is from Andres 3FI. What do you think about the 2 episodes per week format? It's been 2 weeks, and we're already down to 11 people. At this rate, we'll be done with the season by the end of the month. Is that like a moon cycle?
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah. Kurt, so I think that's the idea.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a 6-week run.
Yeah, so we're gonna be done with this very quickly.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some new. It seems like all the networks are experimenting now with kind of more of this, you know, 13 episode season for some of their dramas. I'm sure that we're trying to burn these out of the way so that they can launch some new drama.
No, I think this is in the Voice time slot, so I think then the Voice is gonna come back and Celebrity Apprentice is gonna be done. But that's fine by our calendar because that's going to coincide pretty seamlessly with the start of the Survivor season.
Exactly.
So
it works out nicely.
Good for us. Okay. This is from Morella Winters wants to say, everything about the preview for next week looks too Stepford Wife-ish, even for the late Joan Rivers. Do you think they re-edited that episode because of her passing? Well, I'm not sure exactly what we mean by Stepford Wives-ish. Is it because that they're saying that Joan is getting too good of an edit?
I'm not sure. I didn't watch the previews. I fast forwarded through them, but I did see that Joan was there. So I'm going to have to take a pass on the question.
Okay.
But we will keep an eye out to see, does it look Stepford Wife-ish? Does everybody look robotic or what have you?
Yeah. Robot dog-ish.
There we go.
Yep. We will have a lot to talk about next Monday night for sure, live. Reality Comp Nerd wants to say, of the five people fired, who would be the most deserving of a LaToya Jackson unfiring? If you could unfire one person, Kurt, who would it be?
Oh, give me back the Jonas.
Get some Kleenex.
Yes, Kurt wants the Jonas bro back.
Yeah. Although there were some little things that happened today with the Terrell firing that made me think that, you know, Trump not felt bad for firing him, but wouldn't mind seeing him come back for a second time.
I feel like we got just about everything T.O. had on the Celebrity Apprentice. I feel like Kevin Jonas was taken down too soon.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have been a contender.
Yep.
I mean, slot him in right now. If he's still there, put him at number 3 or 4 in the power rankings.
Yeah. I'd like to see him come back. I don't think anyone is going to come back in this season, but the one that gets the LaToya, I think would be Kevin Jonas.
Okay. All right. This is from Michael J. Says, I heard that Dez Bryant was going to give T.O. a check, but the tip of the check hit the ground first, so it didn't count. Kurt, is that true?
Is this a sports reference, Rob?
I think that they said what the judges originally said was that Dez Bryant's check, it got in. It was good. Eric Trump said it was fine. Then Geraldo challenged then they reviewed it and they reversed the check. They said the check bounced and hit the ground and it did not count. So once the check bounces, then they can't use it, even if you maintain the possession. If the check even bounces a little bit, that is not a check that counts. So Geraldo was able to win on that one.
I'm going to have to take your word for this one.
It was close, though. It was very, very close. And they're talking about reviewing the rules for next year.
That'd be great.
Yeah, but a lot of the Infinity fans are upset today.
Do you think we're going to get another who can raise the most money through charity before the end of the season?
Yes, for sure. Okay. Are you talking about before the final task?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll have one more.
Yeah. I'm surprised, actually, that I was afraid at some point somebody was going to bring up Ian. Where was this $165,000 check when Geraldo was the project manager at the pie shop?
Good question.
I thought that was potentially going to be brought up by Eric Trump in the boardroom, but it wasn't.
No, well, Eric Trump wasn't there for the first task.
That's true.
All right. So this is from the Lorax 713. Was Rob and Kurt, presuming he goes deep into the game, what do you think it will take for Trump to 86 Geraldo? Okay, so what would have to happen for Geraldo to get fired?
Gosh, does he channel Gilbert Gottfried and say some very inappropriate stuff?
Thank you, mein Führer.
I mean, he would basically have to like take Trump, like get him in like a noogie, like mess up his hair, pose for a naked selfie with Ivanka. I don't know what I mean. Hit somebody with a chair in the face in the boardroom and. Maybe also on top of that, say Trump Towers is not that beautiful.
Maybe he gets medevaced. Maybe that's what happens.
Yes. Maybe that's what happens. All right. Greg Matthews wants to know, Kenya Moore is coming off really good in these episodes and seems to have respect from almost all sans Brandy. Does this mean Kenya is a player?
I think that she is literally, I think she's playing the game very well. So I'll say, yeah.
Yeah. She's been very good. I think she's come off very well in these episodes.
Yeah. And you know, basically Kenya manipulated Jamie to change her mind in the boardroom. Like they were sitting outside with, you know, Amanda, the receptionist. And you know, Kenya presented point after point about why she should have brought Brandy back. Like even bringing up the fact that, you know, every woman on the team said that Brandy was an issue.
Yeah. So no, she did a good job. I think Kenya has been very good. Where do we have her in the power ranking? 4. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. B. Scott wants to say, does anyone else think it's a little unfair that Geraldo has been project manager on the 2 big fundraising tasks? Even if he doesn't win, he's still won more money for his charity than the other PMs. I don't think anybody was fighting Geraldo.
Yeah, I think it would be unfair if somebody had tried to throw their hat in the ring and Geraldo had said no. But looking at the rest of his team, I don't think that anybody else was really clamoring to be the person that was going to take the lead on that task.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really tough to beat Geraldo, especially because he's already raised about $500,000 for charity and he's got that in the bank already.
Like the one counter argument, though, is you'd think that, I mean, I'm wondering, you know, that the charity tasks tend to be all about who ended up raising the least amount of money. If you know you're going to raise the least amount of money, take on the actual organizational parts of the task. And you can basically potentially use that as the reason for, I didn't get donors in, but I was very focused on making this a successful event because that still had to happen. I'm wondering if that's something that Kate or somebody who was afraid they couldn't bring money and could have used as an excuse. I don't know.
It's interesting to see, but just that to be able to say in that final boardroom task of like, and let's say he brings in his other task, he brings in $100,000 and he says, you know, Mr. Trump, I brought in $600,000 this season.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to beat him. But I don't know. Can that be turned on him saying that the only tasks that he was comfortable taking on were the ones that relied on him and his team raising money? And
that's all they care about.
I know.
Yeah, you know. That's like the biggest thing.
Yeah, but we'll see. Yeah, maybe fan fiction.
I mean, yeah, that's like arguing in the final tribal council. Like the only thing that Geraldo was good at was having a really good strategy, you know, he wasn't good at anything else. Yeah. That's like the one thing they're there to do is raise money for charity.
I know. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
No devil's advocate. Geraldo's winning. Alex G says, Geraldo said that Trump won't fire Lisa because he respects her so much. It leads to the front runner right now. She's the front runner from the women.
Yeah, I'd say definitely that's the case. I think that he really does like Geraldo. I think that he is. I don't get the impression he knows Ian very well, but I think he's growing respect for Ian and the amount of money he did raise too. He kept saying, "There's no way I'm firing Ian." He brought the most money in. So I think he's definitely the woman that has the most respect from him.
Yeah, Lisa's coming off really good in these episodes too.
Yeah,
she's not coming off like one of the wacky people on the show. All right, Caleb Jones has a question. Wants to know, can you do power rankings of the best players and power rankings who are the best TV? All right, so we did the best players. Who are the best TV power rankings? I think Geraldo's number one in both polls.
Although I think I don't think you can separate Kenya and Brandy. I think they have to be in the rankings at the same point.
Yes.
They're kind of a duo, right?
All right, so Geraldo is number one in both polls, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Neat.
I think so.
Sweet.
All right, Geraldo is number one in both polls. So you want to give it to, you want to give a tie to number two to Brandy and Kenya?
Yeah, because I don't think that their drama and their good TV-ness would necessarily exist if the other person was gone.
Okay, and then who's number three? Kate Gosselin?
I think Kate Gosselin is good. Sean's been a little bit entertaining only in terms of Dodo music.
Yeah, I would say that I would maybe have Ian ahead of anybody else.
I can see that.
At least he's interesting.
Yeah, and I think if Lorenzo...
Oh, wait, hold on. We're forgetting Vivica.
Ciao. Take me. Yeah. Take me now. Take me now.
Hey, Kurt.
Vivica's ahead of Ian.
Yes.
I think if Lorenzo had more screen time, we'd be getting some good stuff. I think this is not a case of he wasn't giving anything. It's not. I think the camera is just choosing. I think they're choosing not to show anything of him. I did see him. He was on, like you said, Joe Schmo 3, and was very, very entertaining. Yeah. And very good on that. So
yeah, I don't think he's too wacky. No, Johnny Damon not bringing anything to the table. Sig, on the Sig ship.
Yeah, the Sig ferry. I forgot about that. Not great TV. He's old reliable.
Okay, we're doing AJ Mass archetypes.
There you go.
Who are the other women that are still out there?
I think we mentioned them all. Sean, Kate.
We got them all. How many people are we down to? So we started we're down to the final 10? 11, right? Oh yeah, because only one person got fired in the first hour. It's been 6 hours, but only five people have been fired. So 11 people.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do a few more questions. This is from Sang Tran, wants to know, hey, Rob, are you going to be doing a Celebrity Apprentice recap all season? I love listening to these. It helps me sleep. Unfortunately, this is the last one of the season. We're done after tonight. Boom. Good night, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. All right, fine. We'll keep going.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to keep going the rest of the season. Why not? Can't stop now.
Have you been watching the Today Show on the next day?
I have not. I recorded the one with Keisha Knight Pulliam, but I didn't watch it.
Is this a little odd in terms of, and now talk to the nation a year after this happened about what you so freshly remember happening a year ago?
Hey, look, it happens on Survivor too. Like, for instance, like Survivor, I want to say like Survivor Karamoan or something, like filmed like almost like a year before it went up.
That's a fair point.
It happens sometimes. Like I feel like Survivor Karamoan, I think they filmed that in like June of 2012, and it didn't start airing until like February 2013. So That's like a 8 month hiatus. So this was like this was a little longer than that.
That's true. I forgot about the comparison.
Yeah, it happens. Zachary Zarnett Klein wants to know, do you think that having the other team watch the boardroom adds anything to the show? That's a good question.
It's a little Mystery Science Theater-ish when you get kind of get their commentary about what's going on. I mean, there's like little things that you get the little nuggets like, you know, Trump respects Lisa too much to fire.
Yeah, I do think that the observations that we hear when the other team is watching the TV like tend to be like right. Like they never say, oh, Trump will never fire T.O. Like then they never give you like a observation. I feel like that's wrong.
Right. They and the editors do a good job of using the people in the board in the viewing room in the suite to. It's basically what they want you to be thinking at that time. Like if they don't get it wrong, but there are times when they say, oh, I don't know if it's gonna be this person or this person. It's gonna be close. They're kind of setting up the scenario that the editors want you to be have in the back of your head.
Okay. This is from Lorax 713, Robin Kurt. Why didn't Ian call Nick Jonas and get him on board to outraise Geraldo?
Yeah, it's funny. Actually, you know, in terms of the Kevin Jonas, I'm wondering if, you know, can they reach out to people who've been kicked off the show to donate?
I feel like I don't know if they've done that for donating, but I feel like they've definitely done that to help people or stuff like that.
Like in the final two, yeah, I think they bring in a cast to help them.
Yeah.
People who had been kicked out.
All right. Couple more questions. Zachary Zarnett Klein wants to know, can you briefly compare Trump in the boardroom with Jeff at Tribal Council? It seems that Trump brings in a lot more stuff from the side interviews. Well, I think that Trump might be debriefed a little bit more, but he does have Ivanka and whoever, and Eric or Donald Jr. who go there and visit and maybe tell him about stuff. So I'm not sure what he's heard from the executives or what he's heard from the people that are out there. You know, Jeff doesn't have, never says like, my producer Daniel was out at the whatever camp and he told me today, you know, so Trump does have like a network of people to rely on.
Yeah, I wonder if he has some sort of earpiece that's also like feeding him questions from the back room. Like you may want to probe on this if the person just said it. If one of his two compatriots doesn't think to probe on something.
Well, I think if anything, they have that period of time in between when everybody leaves the room. And then they come back and they sort of figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah. Because you get the impression, yeah, there's definitely like time that elapses. They are sitting out there with Amanda, the receptionist, for a little bit. You seldom see a long discussion going on actually in the boardroom. So I think you're probably right that there's going to be there's some discussion between Trump and production going on in there at the time.
Okay, a couple more. Danny Two Cents wants to know, can you have a what the celebrities are saying on Twitter segment? That's gold. I would say if they say anything that is gold, to let us know.
Yeah, I think that was in reference to, I think Donnie Jr. had tweeted something about, don't confuse, people were confusing when T.O. took his shirt off, people for a moment thought it was a body double with me doing it. But no, it wasn't. It was just T.O. the entire time.
Oh, man. So, Donnie Douche. This is hilarious. Yeah. Let's go with Megan Z. Megan wants to know, ever notice how the video of the fired celeb walking into the cab is shot beforehand? The clothes and hair never match the boardroom. Yeah, I think that shot where they get into the cab, I think they shoot those all in one day at the start of the season.
I think that was a thought at one point, but there's been a couple times when there's been a double elimination and the two people who were eliminated that night are walking to the cab together.
Hmm.
And so I think that when that happened, and it happened, a few years back, that ended up being kind of the magic bullet. That was like, well, no, it actually is shot after the firing happens. I think it just happens potentially all in a bunch after. The show potentially ends up filming, or the person has time to get makeup and hair done and then goes out to the cab. But yeah, there have been times when there's been double eliminations and the people are in the cab together, so they aren't shot beforehand.
Okay, one last question from ZZK. What does the James Vaughn cameo mean for the future of CBS-NBC reality show relations? Kurt, could this add some fuel to the fire again that NBC is trying not only to steal Survivor, but also The Amazing Race.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, are we going to see a Geraldo Ian pair on The Amazing Race? Are we going to potentially see, I don't know, you know, Amy and Maya from The Amazing Race appear on Celebrity Apprentice or a few?
That's doubtful.
Do you think that's doubtful? What if there's a candy task?
I don't know. Maybe they could be like the scientists who judge, like the celebrities have to make their own candy and they could judge stuff.
Yeah, so we know Hatch made the appearance already on Celebrity Apprentice, so now they're slowly tapping into all the other shows.
Okay, well, actually, one more. Lorax713 wants to know, who wears plaid better, Ian or Rob? What'd you think of Ian Ziering's plaid suit?
That's pretty sharp.
You liked it?
I think he was pretty well dressed today.
You didn't think it was a little Johnny Fairplay?
Yeah, I pulled it off though.
Yeah.
What did you think of it? You have any is it that going to be in your wardrobe anytime soon?
I don't know. I feel like I did like it, but I wonder if maybe it's not going to hold up.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the material.
It makes the appearance once a year.
Yeah. All right. So, Kurt, thank you first so much for coming in and breaking down Celebrity Apprentice with us.
Yeah, this is a new experience. Yeah. Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me.
And next week, your compatriot from the Once Upon a Time podcast, Mike Bloom, will be back with us.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And also, Kurt will be back with us later in the week. We're going to do a special podcast at the end of this week to kick off the Miss and Mr. Survivor balloting, which is going to open up this weekend. Kurt, do you know the time and date at which the polls will go up?
I'm going to try to get your poll up at midnight this coming Saturday, so midnight Eastern time. So whether you want to look at it as 12:01 a.m. on Sunday or 11:59 p.m. on Saturday, Saturday night at midnight on the East Coast, the poll will be up, and we'll be keeping the poll up for a week.
All right. 1 week straight. Sorry. Well, so we will do a little bit of when the day that goes up, we'll have something for you to check out. Also, a lot of stuff going on the podcast this week. Tomorrow, I'm going to be recording with the great First Lady of Podcasting, Nicole Cesternino, the 25 questions from the Rob Has a Podcast community show. If you have not gotten a question in that you'd like to ask for the show on any subject that you would like to discuss, you can do so on our Facebook page at facebook.com/RobHasAPodcast. Go ahead and get those questions in, or on our voicemail line at robhasawebsite.com/voicemail. We were also very lucky and that the great Andy Denhart from Reality Blurred came by to visit and take a look behind the scenes of Rob as a Podcast, Kurt.
Yeah, I listened to that. It was been a long time reader for the Reality Blurred. That was a very surreal podcast. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, so we had Andy Denhart came here to visit from Reality Blurred, and he wrote a profile a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes at Rob as a Podcast. You could read that article at realityblurred.com. And the podcast that I recorded when Andy was here featured our friend Tyson and Spencer Pratt of The Hills and many other reality TV appearance fame. They were the stars of Marriage Boot Camp, which kicked off on Friday night on WE TV. I had a podcast talking with them as well, Kurt.
Yeah, it was great. If anybody is hesitant to check it out because they haven't been watching Marriage Boot Camp, I still recommend checking out the podcast.
Yeah, not necessary. Not necessary to have seen Marriage Boot Camp to listen to that show. Then also this week, I'm going to be speaking with the reigning Survivor champion. I'm going to sit down with Natalie Anderson and speak with her about her big win in Survivor San Juan del Sur later this week.
Awesome. Yeah. Always love. Is that going to be a safer work podcast?
Well, with the twinnies, you really can't ever promise that.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of stuff to get to this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So, make sure you're locked in. Subscribe to the podcast at robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for our iTunes feed. Also, so many different things coming up here in January as we are rolling along with our all the shows.
Yeah, lot to catch up on, a lot to kick off.
All right. Kurt, what's going on Celebrity Big Brother UK?
Oh, gosh. 5 days in, they haven't had an eviction yet, and yet two people have already gotten themselves ejected from the house. It's a first in Celebrity Big Brother UK. So they've actually had to cancel the Tuesday eviction and are refunding people's voting money. So it's a lot of fireworks going on. It's been a lot of fun.
Like a firework. Okay, so thanks, everybody, for watching. Kurt, do we have a hashtag for tonight?
Oh, boy. Not having trouble getting one off the top of my head. Would Geraldo selfie be too generic? It's all I can actually think of right now.
He feels that he's the big cock of the roost.
No. Okay.
You can't do cock of the roost in the hashtag?
No. No cock of the roost. What about panic attack? Too generic?
I say we go with it.
You want to go panic attack? Let us know if you made it all the way to the end of the show. Or if you had a panic attack, let us know.
Yeah.
All right. Kurt, thank you so much. Scott St. Pierre, great job as usual. We'll be back. 25 questions from the RAJP community coming up later this week. Have a great one, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye. Now that the show's over, don't forget to go to naturebox.com and sign up to get your free sampler box of great-tasting, wholesome snacks. Forget the vending machine. Start snacking smarter with delicious treats like barbecue kettle kernels. Go to naturebox.com/RHAP. That's naturebox.com/RHAP.